two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Okay, everybody, welcome on in. It's another edition of KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. We're hanging out here in studio. It's a Thursday evening, and that means we've got Thursday Night Football on the television in front of us. We've got quite the packed show for you as well. Mitch Harper from Cougar Sports Saturday and KSLSports.com. Our BYU Insider is going to join us next segment. We've also got the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, is going to hang out with us at some point this evening in this hour, and also Bill Riley, the voice of the Utes. We are jam-packed here. Scott Mitchell, my compatriot, compadre, co-host.
We're going to hear a lot of voices tonight.
Yes, we got a lot of stuff going on. Well, look, this is a busy time of year for everybody, okay?
Yes,
so,
it is.
This is great for us because we have a few moments. You and I kind of part ways on the weekend, and you go to your Utah game and cover your Utes.
I go to my corner, you go to your corner.
I go to the BYU game and I cover the Cougs. And we've got all sorts of – and then, but here's where we come together. These are for you. It's an NFL question to start the show off, and that's where we're going to start, as we always do. It's our 7:05 cut. Let's do it.
The cut at 7:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED? Sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a free offer. So today, Nick Sirianni, he's the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. If I would have said, name the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Couldn't do it.
Couldn't have said Nick
Sirianni.
I could tell you
something about it, though.
Tell me what.
Well,
we're
going to have systems.
Systems.
Yeah, smart.
We've got people.
We've got people. Smart people.
We've got people.
And we've got systems.
And we have systems.
Yeah.
And we're going to employ those systems with smart people.
Yeah.
So that was his first press conference that he had before he came in. But the Eagles are 1-1, and they have a big game this weekend. NFC East matchup. And they're taking on the Dallas Cowboys, which, of course, that's an NFC matchup that's been going on for decades.
Yes.
And inside the NFC East, I would say the Dallas Cowboys are always the team that everybody wants to beat. Now, Nick Sirianni wore a T-shirt to the press conference this week that said, beat Dallas. And it had the two helmets clashing like an old Monday Night Football-style clash. And everybody started giving him guff. There were some people who were like, give me one of those T-shirts, man. I love that T-shirt, right? All the Philadelphia Eagles fans are like, I want these things.
Yes.
He said, my kids are wearing these. My wife's wearing it. I'm wearing it. We're going to beat Dallas.
Yes, and that's what Philadelphia fans always say.
Yes.
Beat Dallas.
Beat Dallas.
Yeah.
Now, the Cowboys have responded by, oh, you want to bring out those T-shirts? Fine. We're going to bring the heat this weekend, and it's going to be unadulterated. We're coming at you. And there was this whole discussion about whether or not – it's like, dude, you're not even our rivals in the East. And it was like, well,
yeah,
everybody kind of is. All those teams. The having lived in Dallas, the Redskins are your rival. The Eagles are your rivals. The Giants are your rivals. The 49ers are your rivals. It all really depends. And then I started to think, Scott, is there – and you could answer all this.
Yeah.
Are there true rivals, though, in the NFL? We don't do it like we do
in
college.
Yes and no.
No.
No, I'll explain it.
We'll be right back, everybody.
No. Come on, give me a chance.
Let me hear it.
All right. In the NFC East, absolutely. No matter what. Even if all of the teams are terrible, which they were a year ago. Which was really weird because I don't know that that's ever been the case. One of those teams has always kind of been at least on top. Well, it didn't matter. But, I mean, you talk about the 80s and maybe the NFC East was the NFL football. I mean, it was, you know, Joe Gibbs and the Redskins and Parcells. And the Eagles had really good teams. The Eagles never won a championship. And then Dallas, you know, won the championships in the 90s. That was just a great, great division in football. And so that's the yes part. Those traditions, those rivalries, Dallas hates Philadelphia. They hate to go play there. They hate the fans. They hate everything. Look, Philadelphia hates Philadelphia. I mean, that's how bad they are. Washington's kind of on the outs maybe a little bit just because they've been so bad for so long. And the New York Giants a little bit, but the Giants and Cowboys, massive rivalry.
I know it's
always
a rivalry. But it's not the same because, like, when you have a bunch of rivals, though.
No.
Have no rival.
Well, no, they're all – that's what's awesome about it.
What's the most important rivalry in that NFC?
Now, here's why I say no, okay? Rivalries in the NFL exist when two teams are really good. And it's cyclical, right?
Right. That's why you had the 49ers and the Cowboys in the 90s.
Or the Packers and the 49ers and – when I was in Miami and Buffalo, when I was with the Dolphins, that was a massive rivalry.
Seahawks 49ers a few years ago when they were both kind of right there on the
cusp. When you have those good teams playing each other, the rivalries are big. I mean, I remember growing up in the Houston Oilers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was a rivalry. And it's like the Houston Oilers don't even exist anymore. And you get the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens in kind of the early 2000s. And when one of those teams was going and winning the Super Bowl kind of thing or going and getting to the Super Bowl, that was when, you know, so the rivalries in the NFL are based not so much geographically or historically
or
traditional.
It's more just on the successes that you
except have. For the NFC East.
Well, that's
now there's another one.
I'm trying to think of the
Green Bay
that you
Packers
play.
and the Chicago Bears.
That's a
real rivalry.
That's a big one.
That's a real rivalry. That may be a deep, deep, deep one.
And that NFC Central that you played in, all those teams, they're some of the, they're the oldest teams in the NFL, the old NFL.
Yeah.
And so those teams have been playing each other
But I truly hated those guys.
Yeah.
And I didn't get Christmas cards from them either. You know, it's not like, you know, there was no love loss there between anyone,
What's the biggest rivalry in the NFL? Because when you look at it, like, how about like a game between the Ravens and the Chiefs this last weekend? Great game. They're likely going to see each other in the playoffs if things play out this way.
Yeah.
That's a rivalry that could be for this season. And so the NFL, on the one hand, like you were saying, it's great because these games are close. And yet at the same time, and if those games are close, then you have kind of a built-in automatic rivalry that happens for that season. But like the Dolphins, do they have a rival?
No.
Not really.
They don't. No, they did. I mean, the Jets were a rival for the Dolphins back in the day.
Because
the Jets had the Dolphins' number a lot of times, even when the Dolphins were good and the Jets weren't. They just still, for whatever reason, just had
the Then there are the teams with no rivals. The Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Houston Texans.
Like, they don't have a place.
I mean, even the Cincinnati Bengals don't even, like,
how
you
about
would
the,
think, like, how, Cleveland and Cincinnati would
no,
be a
yes,
thing.
Yes, they're in the same
thing.
State.
It's not a thing.
And they're in the same conference.
I don't know that it's ever. I mean, Sam Weiss, you know, said, you know, act
you're not
like
in Cleveland.
You're not, you don't live in Cleveland,
right? Yeah. But that was the closest thing they had to something,
and it lasted the 5 minutes.
But the reality is who do those teams hate the most? They hate the Steelers the most.
They do,
and that's the team that because that team has been successful, and that's always been the team that's been in the way.
I mean, Kansas City, as great as they are.
They don't really have a rival either.
I mean,
they hate the Broncos.
Maybe the Broncos, kind of a thing.
But the Broncos and the Raiders are bigger than that.
The Broncos and the Raiders, great rivalry. The Chargers and the Raiders, that historically was just –
That changed
NFL rules.
Yes.
That rivalry.
Yeah.
That was really hated. You know, the fumble situation. There were a lot of changes.
So what's the best rivalry in the NFL today?
The best one?
Yes.
The one that I still think it's one that involves the NFC East. It's that whole I just believe that rivalry.
So Cowboys Giants. Something along those lines. The Giants aren't good right now.
But even the Eagles, like the Eagles kind of have a way of being like annoying. They just, you know, just like this shirt, that shirt epitomizes the whole city of Philadelphia. I don't like Philadelphia.
I know you don't.
I do not like that. I do not like it. I don't care about the city of brotherly love.
You had a rough playoff game in that city.
It wasn't the only time.
Three Rivers is in Pittsburgh. Yeah. Old Veterans Stadium.
And that's gone too.
That's a gross stadium. Okay, listen. We'll take the break here. We'll come back. Mitch Harper, host of Cougar Sports Saturday, our BYU insider for KSLSports.com. He's going to join us next. We've got some questions about BYU. We've got some things to talk about. We've got him, and then we have Greg Wrubell right after it. You don't want to miss it, BYU fans. Right around the corner. Stay right here with us on KSL's Unrivaled.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.